Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 129 of the WW Bro Podcast with me, your host, comedian Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you live every Monday night on Facebook Live. You guys can catch the podcast anytime you want at www.bropodcast.podbean.com, as well as on iTunes. And please don't forget to five-star rate and review. I love reading those reviews. I love posting them on social media and bragging about you guys because you guys are absolutely the best. And don't forget the Patreon group, www.com. I always mess that up. www.patreon.com/WWBroPodcast. I'm doing bonus episodes the next 3 weeks. You can get three extra episodes of the WW Podcast this week. Definitely join. People are loving the new episodes that we're putting out there because I got guests this week, next week, and the week after that. So I'm not really going to be talking about myself because I want to get into the guests, and I'm really excited to bring on my guest tonight. He's got an awesome podcast called The Lighter Side Podcast. My buddy Jay. Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey man, how are you?
Good. It's finally you're on mine now.
I'm so excited to make you do all of the work.
Yeah, you know what?
I can't wait.
I've taken advantage of you too long.
Really, seriously, it's getting to be ridiculous.
So how you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in. You know.
Yeah.
Same old.
We were talking about shirts before, and your shirt game is strong today. If you guys could watch in the Facebook Live, Jay's got an NBA Jam shirt.
Thanks,
on.
Man. Yeah.
Ewing
yeah.
and Starks.
I forget the call. I got to be honest. I don't remember where I got it from, but if you look it up, they have like every team.
Yeah, so that's my,
not an ad, but you know,
Katie says, oh, hi friends. Hey Katie, how you doing?
Hi Katie.
That's my childhood right there. Ewing and Starks.
Yeah. Oh,
I lived and died with those Knicks teams.
Me too, man.
Died with those next teams.
But we lived before we died. Now it's just like flatline.
Yeah, like we had a whole season of dominant basketball.
It was so good.
I don't even remember what that's like.
No, I know. And just the style of basketball they played back then.
They don't play that now. They do all the, it's all fast breaks and
I know.
Alley-oops and... I mean, if you tried to do that with Charles Oakley, you'd be eating the floor.
Or like the three pointers from half court.
Yeah. Or like, Mason would throw you like seriously 10 feet into the crowd.
That would never happen in a million years.
Look at that. Shane likes a t-shirt game. I got Jaws going on.
We were both repping. You know, we both had to make sure we brought our t-shirt.
We dressed for each other tonight. We were
we
like,
did.
Hey.
We actually... I really did think of Anthony when I put this on. He's going to get this. He's going to feel this.
Oh, that's the first thing I noticed. It was at NBA Jam because I love that game. It was my absolute favorite game to play. And I was always the Knicks. I was my team. I mean,
of course.
Diehard Knicks fan.
The Knicks, or you could be like Bill Clinton.
Could you?
Yeah, no. You could put in cheat codes and be like the most random people.
I didn't know about
Bill Clinton. Later on, they still make that game, by the way. Like, people like mod it and release it all the time. So there's one where you could be like Obama and like all kinds of crazy stuff. But
well, you know what? I know retro games are big. My buddy Larry's got a podcast, actually, the Retro Game Podcast. Go check it out if you're into gaming. And it's all about like these old games. And who would have thought, like, you know, what's old is now cool again. Like these games. The graphics, I mean, to us was like amazing. Like when I look at things now, it's just like a person actually walking across the state, you know, the screen.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. Like when the game Final Fantasy VII came out.
Yeah.
On PlayStation 2, it was like this big, huge deal. And it's this big, like big music with, you know, strings orchestral. And it's these like little shit, like sprites. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I would play, there was a game, Skate or Die. Remember that game?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Or Die.
And the guy was just like, just frozen and like we didn't really move, but like the guy that was like
my and we thought it was amazing.
Yeah, like, oh, look at these graphics. He's
I know. It's so cool.
Awesome, man. So you've been doing all right during this pandemic? You hanging in there?
Oh man, you know, I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances, I think. Well,
we're coming out of it. I don't know where are you in Jersey? What phase are you in?
Oh yeah, we're in two, maybe. That's moving
it?
Into three, maybe.
Long Island's phase four. We're in phase four.
Yeah, well, good for you, man.
Yeah, good for you. Enjoy your indoor dining.
I hope you stay there or move totally out of it.
Yeah, that's I don't know how they do that, but like, you know, what happened is like, you know, you can go inside now, and like I actually did comedy inside last night for the first time, which was in 4 months, the first time I did comedy.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you were on my show, you were talking about how you couldn't wait. You were itching. And so
I was itching. Yeah. And I there's this amazing place. I'm in Belmore, New York. That's where I live. And there's an amazing place called American Beauty Bar. Mm-hmm. And originally, this place back in the day was called Effing Groovin'. It was the bar we used to go to. And it was awesome because it was like 3 blocks from my house. And you can get really hammered and then just walk home. And I would like pee on PC Richards. I'm sorry, guys, if that offends you, but I'm sorry. I was 20 something years old and I was hammered.
Nobody shops at PC Richards.
I was just pee on the wall. Like, it was just like, you know, I had to go. And then like sometimes maybe randomly walk into a backyard. Who knows? Now the only thing that changes, I'm not drunk when I do it. That's really the only thing that changes. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, that was Effing Groovin'. Then they lost the lease, like the original owners. And then the people from, there's a place in Massapequa, American Beauty Bar Bistro. Mm-hmm. They bought Effing Groovin', changed it to Effing Beauty. And then like it was just getting a little confusing with the names and everything, so they just changed it to American Beauty Bar. So now there's a bistro and a bar.
Got it.
And they're awesome. The owners there are absolutely awesome. And we're gonna probably do a monthly. So August 16th is the next show.
Cool.
If you're on Long Island, definitely come check it out. We had an awesome show last night. I was rusty, man. I didn't know my jokes. I had to watch old tapes of myself to try to get my jokes.
Like you got to get your groove back, man.
And the jokes I wrote during quarantine, I found that were horrible.
You got them in front of people finally. You're like,
it was, you know what? Well, you know, usually I have like a few shows I could do. I could squeeze them into material that's I know is going to work.
Right.
But now I really was, I didn't know the material that worked anymore. Like I knew it, but like, it was just hard to navigate through it.
Yeah.
So I just went up there and I hosted the show, which is always hard. You go up there to a cold room, but I'm glad I got it under my belt and I'm like, okay, here we go. Now I just, hopefully get back to business.
Yeah, man. Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm happy for you that you at least you got it done, you know. Ugh. Was it weird? Were there a lot of people in the audience or no?
No, it wasn't a lot. But you know what though, with the way that restaurants are set up now, like it was social distant tables and everything. It was actually a decent amount. Like everywhere you looked, there was people. I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know, it was like, it wasn't just two people sitting in front of you. Like I've done shows like that.
Yeah.
They're just like,
of course.
My buddy Joe, who came down, he comes over afterwards and he's like, I'm like, oh man, it was horrible. I was so uncomfortable. He goes, yeah, that's why I was laughing at you. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that. I was telling him a couple weeks ago, we were hanging out, how nervous I was. Are you back to like be doing any face to face type of stuff with you? Or you're still doing the Zoom stuff?
Just this last weekend on Saturday, it was my daughter's third birthday. And so we had like a gathering for the first time in a while.
Okay. Happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, it wasn't huge, but you know, we had people over in the backyard and everything was good. And you know, yeah, it was nice. It felt good to have like human beings. Even if it was my family.
Was that like the first thing you did? Like the first like
social thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no, like my in-laws have come, like I've seen my brother, I've seen my in-laws. But like, as far as like in person, like bigger gathering. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We've been like, you know, I've been like going to my brother's the whole time, but we just I just recently started going like stuff too. Like it was like actually going, hanging out in people's backyards and it's almost feel normal again.
I did note that for sure. Just being around my brother-in-law and my nieces and my nephew, just, you know, it was like, oh wow. Yeah. There are other people.
And like, that's what last night it was too. It was just being around. Cause I booked my friends, you know, the comics I usually perform with. And it was just like, it reminded me of like, okay, this was just not so long ago. We were just all hanging out in a green room, just having a good time.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. Like that stuff is definitely it's good to get that back.
And gyms aren't open by you either, right? Because gyms aren't open here.
No, gyms remain closed in the Jurs.
Yeah, that's what I'm having the hardest thing as far as, and I think that's one of the reasons I'm plateauing really hard is I'm not getting my workouts in.
I get it. I mean, you know, I work out at home. I know that you're not as into the working out at home thing as I am. But, you know, to be fair, I work out at home, but I also have like a basement with a gym space and I have a bunch of weights. And
I get it.
Like,
you're a mature adult who can afford all those things. I get it.
No.
I'm kidding.
That's not what I mean. I just mean, I get it that when I go, you know, I work out at home. It's not like what you're picturing, but you know, I know it's like you got the resistance bands, but you just don't feel like it's.
I'm like, it's not really working for me. It's not.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a little restricted with what I could do with my arthritis. Shane says he hates the gyms are closed. Me too. But it aggravates me every day. You know, I walk every once in a while, but I went gung ho last time. I went down to the preserve and I went crazy. I did like, you know, more than I've done in a while and I couldn't walk like a week. My knee was all messed up. My heel hurt. So I got to ease back into it. That's what I got to make. So I'm going to get back into it again. But yeah, like some of the like home workouts, I'm just not into it. And you know what? It's not my thing. And I'm and good with eating though. Like how you been doing with the eating?
I had a moment where I was not being so great with eating.
Yeah.
It was very stressful with the kids. And because I got these two little girls at home that I want to make happy, I go into the grocery store and I'm just like shoveling the cookies and the, you know, I'm like, oh, they need to be happy. Like, oh God, like I'm repeating the patterns of my family. happiness is food.
Yeah.
I know. But, but then it's in the house. And I wound up eating. I mean, I, you know, they were saved because I wound up eating a shitload of cookies.
Yeah.
But
so you were happy.
yeah, I was very happy. But I had bariatric surgery.
Yeah.
There are some things that I can slip through there, and cookies, unfortunately, are one of them.
Isn't that amazing? They can reconstruct your whole stomach, but this is.
I know. I can still manage this because it's the milk. Because like when you mix it and it's
and
like,
it's mush.
Yeah, you can kind of trick it. But I, you know, I caught myself. You know, the good thing with me is that I weigh myself every day of the week and I exercise every day, pretty much, like rest day here or there.
You see, that's what one of the reasons why I'd have you on, besides probably the fact that we're friends. You know, we both have a lot in common as far as leading up to starting our weight loss journey. We went a little different paths, which that's and I love to have people on that have in case, listen, if anybody's listening that something's not working for you, there are other options out there. Like, you know, you've done WW/Weight Watchers, not your thing. Totally understandable. I totally get it. And I'm not here to push it on anybody, especially that they make me an ambassador again, but whatever. That's how great. but you know, you had bariatric surgery and so for people that don't know, how much have you lost since you're your heaviest?
So, since my like world record heaviest, you know, the highest I ever weighed was 375 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
I weighed that like when I went into Weight Watchers, you know, when I like was like, all right, you know, time to go in. But like, I had been kind of doing it online for a little bit before that. So God knows how high I actually got. You know, as of today, I'm like around, like I'm like a little under 200.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it's like 175-ish, you know, and I'll go up and down now between like 195, 185. Like now I'm in the place where my weight will like.
Well, you're maintaining. It's maintenance. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's normal for people to fluctuate within a 10-pound range. I mean, that's just normal. I mean, that's.
Totally. But when you're, you know, when you like first go
and you, the first time the scale goes up, you're like, oh my God, it's going back up.
Yeah. Especially after, you know, having bariatric surgery, you're like, oh my God, like I spent, you know, I did this thing. I had this like ridiculous surgery and now I'm going to gain weight. Like, no, I can't do that.
Now, were you all for the surgery? Like, were you one of the people that wanted the surgery or was it like a last ditch effort type of thing?
So, you know, I struggle with this forever. Mm-hmm. Like I got up to 375 that time. You know, and then I did Weight Watchers and I lost a bunch of weight. Like, that's the thing is I always lost weight. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, I would get up to three something and then realize, oh shit. And then I would go on, you know, something Nutrisystem or, you know, whatever thing. And you know, to be truthful, I mean, well, Nutrisystem worked until I stopped doing Nutrisystem. I mean, you like the second you are.
Did your gallbladder fall out?
No, thank goodness. But you go off it, and like the second you eat like real food after Nutrisystem, it's like boop, 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 you're like the nutty professor. Yes.
Like Sherman Clump.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Miss Perter. That scene when he's in the comedy club, all of a sudden, like he just starts turning back into, then he goes in the car and blows up. This is the first time he had his jaws of life on someone's sudden crash.
That movie is so great, man. I love that. It's like one of those last, like, really funny Eddie Murphys, you know, from that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I did that. I was up and down. I think I gained and lost 100 pounds like 3 times.
Okay. Honestly. I think I'm about the same with that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, surgery had been brought up to me before by a doctor, but I was always like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. That's, you know, that's cheating. That's whatever. You know, I always had that. I did. I had that mentality for sure for when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But then this last time, my second daughter was born, and I started going off the rails again. And, you know, my really good friend Jenny, who was in my weight loss group and on my show a million times, she reached out to me and told me she was getting bariatric surgery. And when she told me, just like something clicked in my head, mm-hmm. I literally had a light bulb moment where I was like, yeah, like that's what I have to do, because I can't like have these two girls, have like the career that I have going on, and like have to lose 150 pounds again.
Yeah.
You know, like I was the thought of it, I was like, I can't, like my body just can't.
It's overwhelming. It's suffocating a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, wow, you know, this seems to me like something that I might have success with, you know, it, and I went and spoke to the surgeon, did the consultation, and you know, the way he talked about it, it made a lot of sense to me, talking about like how my metabolism at this point was like a mess. And, you know, it's really hard to get back to that. Like your body wants to keep going back to that set point again. So I did it, man. I left that office with an appointment for surgery.
Off the first visit you left with.
I guess I must've just had like, honestly, really good insurance, you know, at the time. Because I know some people have to, you know, they do like a 6-month program or a 12-month program where they have to like blah, 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 and all this stuff. Not me. They were like, you know, when do you want it? I was like, I'll do it right now. Like I was ready, man.
What are you doing at
like,
the lunch? That's
I never faltered. You know, some people are like, and once I made that choice, I was like, that's it. That's what I'm doing. So it was, I think like 2.5 months later, I had the surgery.
That's awesome. You know, that's like, I think with anything, like if you're, you gotta want it. You got to be focused on it, and you got to be okay, this is it. Like when I went back to WW this last time, it was like, well, this is what I got to do. This is, and my mindset was totally different, and everything I was thinking was different. And I think that works with anything you're going to do, because nothing is foolproof. There's no magic. There's no magic pill. There's no magic solution. Like people do think getting bariatric surgery or the band, I guess that's where the stereotype and the stigma of it's cheating comes in. They don't realize the work that has to go into that.
Oh, totally. I mean, I think that there are two groups of people who don't realize the work that has to go into that. It's the people who actually get it.
Yeah.
And then the people who are on the outside sort of like, oh, that's cheating. I mean, you know, it, first, I whenever people say the cheating thing now, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, all right, two things. First of all, if I figure out a way to cheat and succeed, good for me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You win.
Don't we all want that easy way out?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If it was an easy way out, you know, I mean, come on. I literally had a major organ like sliced out and removed from my body. Yeah. Believe me, it was not easy. It's not an easy adjustment physically, mentally, emotionally. Like none of it is easy.
that's shit cheating. I had my stomach ripped open and they tied it in half.
Yeah, I took the easy way out.
Well, people do think that way, and I see sometimes totally. Even I see comments like even on my pictures where people share my pictures and they're like, "Hey, this guy is like he's doing it the real way, and he's not
right."
And one, I thank you for the compliment. I appreciate like you totally. Know sharing my picture and everything, but I feel weird when that happens because I it's not there's no like real way. I think any way you work and it's successful for you, and I know. both sides of the coin. I know people that it's worked for and people that hasn't worked for. I know people that, and the same thing with WWE. I mean, or you do anything you do, keto or anything else that you try, is the success if you put the work into it.
100%.
And, you know, cheating. I mean, you could cheat on WW sometimes, and it's like, oh, you know, you could fit things into your plan that you're not supposed to be eating. But again, for me, it's about getting healthy. I think that's overall what it should be.
Yeah, and that's a big switch, though, you know, because I did, you know, and with Weight Watchers, I honestly, I don't have a problem with it at all. Of all of my methods that I tried, that was always the most successful. When Weight Watchers doesn't work for people, it's because of the people. It's not because of Weight Watchers. I mean, you know, obviously you have plateaus. Like, I know you're struggling with a plateau right now and all that. I'm not saying that's not what I mean. I mean, you know, people complain about the plan changes and the this and the that. And like, yeah, you know, sometimes it is annoying when the plan changes. Now you got them all, so that's awesome. But usually it's because they're not putting in the effort.
Yeah.
You know, and people love to go, people love to do this, right? They go, Weight Watchers has worked for me. Like, I lost like 70 pounds. It's great. I'm going to try keto for a little while. Why? Like, why? Just keep doing it. It's working. Keep doing it. Drives me nuts.
Well, because they want to do the cool thing. I mean, it's like in, you know, it's in like in school when you know, someone was wearing their pants backwards. I wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I realized that chubby kids from Long Island should be wearing their pants backwards. It doesn't work.
I mean, no, to be fair, nobody should have been wearing their pants backwards.
Okay. Well, good point. But it's true, though. Like, you know, if something doesn't work, it's the people. And I think that, you know, to say that. But, you know, I think I'm actually happy that the plan changes. Maybe I'm one of those people that I'm in the minority with that, because I understand with weight loss that you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it could stall weight loss.
Totally.
So, I mean, if anybody's been on WW for a long period of time, you know, every 2 years, a new plan's rolling out or there's a change coming with it. But that's a good thing, because you do keep doing the same thing. You get complacent, you get used to it, and then you learn how to, and I know how to do it too. I know how to fit things in or make things that shouldn't, you know, again, they fall into the plan, but should I really be eating it?
Totally. Oh, I mean, that was my thing with Weight Watchers also, is like, you figure out how to cheat it. Mm-hmm. You figure, oh, I can have this, and that's still technically in the plan. And then you know you're the worst when you... like, you don't track it as though that makes it,
it never happened.
Yeah. Well, I probably had like four of these, but I'm just going to put two in here and that, you know, and a little
one. They weren't that big. They were like, you know, it was only half of it. And I let it sit for a while.
Who are you lying to? I mean, I do the same thing. I mean, all the time I do that. You know, like, who are you lying to?
Here's an interesting comment we have here. And I've heard other people do this as well. Katie says she's had weight loss surgery and she's doing WW because you need the support.
And, yeah, fully.
And I'm a big advocate for, you know, you don't have to just stick to one thing. I started calorie counting a couple of weeks ago, so I added that.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
And it's opened my eyes a lot as to what I'm putting in my body and what, you know, it forces me to eat healthier. And people write me like, are you still on WW? I'm like, yes. I just don't aim for a blue dot every day, because that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about hitting a certain calorie count. And that's always been I've preached it on here, you know, that people are always like, it's free. I'm like, no, it's 0 points.
Right,
but
right.
It's not zero calories. There's still calories attached to it. And the basic weight loss, I mean, every trainer you go to, every nutritionist, it's calories in, calories out.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think that the point system is great, because it's weighted to not just calories, right? Mm-hmm. So that's great. But I think that does sometimes lead people psychologically to like forget that calories are a thing. You know what I mean? And that of always the underlying science is, just like you just said, calories in, calories out. It's just because you're saying points instead, like you're using a different sort of calculation, but still that thing matters. And I used to do that all the time too. When it wouldn't work for me, I would be double tracking. Like, I'd go in MyFitnessPal and also do it, and just to compare and see, yeah, that's great, man. I mean, you're doing great. You're using the information, you're working to change things. You're not giving up, and you know, that's amazing.
Well, cause I can't give up. I mean,
I know.
What's the alternative? To go back to where we were? I mean, think about that. Like, I don't want to do that. I mean, that's, I especially, like, you know, you have these, and I know, listen, I know people who aren't in the weight loss community, they hear non-scale victory and it sounds like a BS reason, you know, just to get, pat yourself on the back. But these are real things that you couldn't do before and people take it for granted. Like I had when this weekend, my nephews had games. My nephew Rocco had a baseball game. My nephew Lucas had a football game. And we get to the first field and they're doing construction in the parking lot. And it wasn't like it was the closest parking lot ever, but now it's even further away. I had to park on the corner, walk a couple blocks to the entrance, then walk all the way across the field. It was like 90 degrees on Sunday. If this was 3 years ago, one, I probably wouldn't even went to the game. Even two years ago, I probably would have passed out walking to the field. So these things I look at, like, and then my nephew Lucas had a game and we had to move around. And I just look at this like now, I'm like, I would have never have done that. Like I never could have done that. So that's where I look at, you know, when I'm struggling like now, like, you know, it's been... Yeah. Since I hurt my knee, it's been, you know, a struggle. And I've been fighting really, I've probably been fighting harder than I did before I got injured.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I was on cruise control and I was going. And now every little ounce that I lose is a real fight.
Yeah.
And I think because of everything, you know, where I was, I don't want to go back there again. So if I could just do this and if I'm, listen, I know eventually it's going to break and eventually I'm going to get, it's going to go come off again. But if I could just stay where I am now. That's a victory for me. You're just not going back.
Yeah, man, it's such a healthy attitude. And that's, you know, you're going to, it's going to start. You're 100% right. Like there's no way it's not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's eventually something's just going to, you know, and I think, I really think it's when I can get back in the gym because my workouts, I burn 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day. I mean, that's just, do you eat like your fitness calories that you burn?
No, I never, ever, ever.
Yeah, I don't do that either. Like I feel like what's the point of going in the gym?
Yeah, I know. It always feels like, oh, you win, you get to eat more. But like, no, I want to eat. And even like after I got my surgery, that was a big thing for me too. I was like, because I would exercise like crazy. I'm like, listen, I'm at a place right now where I'm only taking in like 800 calories a day because that's all you can take in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm like, if I can create a deficit by like working out on top of that, I'll lose weight more quickly. Like, it just makes sense. So I never, ever like give myself back the exercise points because I feel like, yeah, exactly. Like, why did I do that? Did I just like, I killed myself so I could have, you know, what? Ring ding? I don't know.
Yeah, like I'll, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll eat after I work out just to put protein in my body. But I'm not like, okay, I just worked out. Let me go indulge and have these 1,500. Think about it. 15, that's more people eating a day sometimes.
Yeah.
1,500 calories I burned. Like I get more calories because just my weight and everything else that factors into it. You know, a male and blah, blah, blah. So I use my Fitness Pal. So it shows you like, you know, the calories that that's your target. What you've used, and then it has like exercise, and then it adds up. And I just ignore that whole exercise thing. And
yeah. And well, on my Fitness Pal, you can act. It's so annoying though. The only way that you can disable that is by getting the like premium version of my Fitness Pal.
Yeah, I just do this. I'm like, all right, yeah, one.
You can. You can just not look at it. Also,
you know, it is cool to see how much like actually I would get back.
Right. Yes.
You know, and listen, if we have one of those days where you go to an event, a wedding or something like that, okay, it's there. And that's what I think it's for. But like, I wanted to get your opinion on it too, because, you know, I'm in that camp too, that I don't want to eat my exercise, the things I get back. Cause I feel like I burned it off for a reason.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like didn't WW like change the way they handle that too at some point.
Yeah,
like
you could turn that off. You could, if you don't want to use your fitness point, and I turn that off because I never use it anyway. I get so many like weeklies and extra things that I don't even use my points. I get rollovers. They roll over like your day or something because I get 72 points on green a day.
Right.
I use sometimes half of that, a little more. It depends on what I'm eating. But you know what it also allows me to do, like going to green, because I feel like everything has like a point value. It's the plan with the least amount of zero point foods.
Yeah.
It allows me to have something and fit it in because, you know, think about it, like the things that are high in steak, like points like steak or foods like that or rice or stuff like that, that's really higher in points, but maybe you wouldn't have. It just lets you eat it healthier, I think, and fit it in more and keep that calorie thing down.
That makes sense. Totally. Yeah. That's probably what I would do too. Cause the 0 point thing, it was never good for me when there were too many 0 point foods. I mean, I would make turkey chili and everything in it is 0 points, but I mean like a pound of it. Like, I mean, I'm just, you know,
okay. It's at zero at this point. It's gotta be
right.
You know what I do now? Like, if I buy something, I go and I can't find it in the app. Like say, like I bought veggie slaw the other day, like a broccoli slaw.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't find it in. I'm trying to get the calories. I want to get the calorie count on it. So I tried. I scanned it. I couldn't really find it. So I just entered it, and whatever points it gives me a point because you put a caloric value in all that other stuff.
Right.
I just use it because I have so many points. I'm like, okay, I don't care. I'm not really looking to have as you know. I know my head at zero, but like, I need to know what the calories are for that. So that's what I'm keeping track of as well.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good, man. It'll happen. And yeah, totally. I mean, the fact that and someone just commented this, but it's true. I mean, just maintaining during this.
I'm actually at a couple of pounds during the pandemic, which is, you know what? I hear like horror stories about what's going on. You know, people gaining like 15, 20 pounds. And I don't know what you did when you, like, you know, I said from day one on my podcast, okay, this is not a time to go off the rails because as you see now, things are opening up again. We're going to go back. We're trying to get back to everyday life. I mean, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Does that light just switch back off now to get back on track?
Totally. I mean, it's like when you decide, you know, all right, I'm just going to be, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, oh, it's the holidays. And then like it's Easter. And you're, you know, you gained like 45 pounds.
The Reese's eggs are coming out. Just give me one more week.
Yeah, that's what it turns into, especially. I mean, you can obviously get yourself really trapped during this. I mean, I told you I was stress eating like crazy for a minute there.
I did too.
It's really stressful. And that's the way that we know how to deal with stress. That's how we're so programmed to do it that way.
I switched plans twice. I mean, WWE now there's like green, blue, and purple. I was on green when it started, and what I found myself doing, because I wasn't doing calorie counting yet, I was working from home a little bit in the beginning. I would just, every time I went to the kitchen, grab something to eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing? And then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, and then I was gaining, and I'm like, why am I gaining this weight? And now looking back and what I'm doing now, I'm like, oh, okay, because now I'm just, all I'm doing is adding calories, even though it's like fruit and it has calories, and like, you know, protein bars and all that. And then when I switched to purple, I reeled it in. But with purple, then I fell into the habit of just like, you know, it's more zero smart point foods and it's a lot of carb heavy stuff. So I shouldn't be eating that many carbs. So that was, I got into the mess. So I'm like, you know what? That's what I went back to. Like, okay, I'm going back to green because everything's got like a point value. And then I'm going to count calories as well. I mean, it's like, I mean, this is it though. This is the, I don't think there's anything else I can do after this.
I mean, you have to make up your own colors after this, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do orange. It's where I don't even know what it would be.
Yeah, well, that's you're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
and it's great. Honestly, it's great that Weight Watchers WW now has the flexibility for you to be able to be like, all right, this isn't working. I got to switch it up a little bit because, yeah, you're right. You got to keep your body guessing sometimes. I think is a big part of it.
You find that you have to do that more with your situation with the surgery.
Keep my body guessing.
Yeah.
No, when you have surgery, like one of the big things they tell you afterwards. You have to eat a very specific way. You have to have all of your protein first and then vegetable stuff and then carbs. Okay. At first, and the whole point is like you need to get that protein in because like you can only eat a certain amount. So whatever you have to get the protein in first, right? Because that's the most important thing. But as now, I'm over 2 years out. So now I don't need to do that like for the same reason anymore.
Okay.
You know, like I can fit in more food now. So I will stop doing it like an asshole. I will start I'll be like, I know I got the protein for it, but like, there's some mac and cheese over here that I would like to have a little bit of first.
There is protein technically in it.
Right, exactly. So for me it's more that of like I realize idiot, like it's just like anything else. And you hear this when you're gonna get, if you ever are looking into bariatric surgery, you hear more than anything over and over again. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. It's like so annoying. You get so sick of hearing the fucking word tool.
You're like, ugh. You're a tool.
Right. Exactly. But it's true, annoyingly, that that's what it is. You know, if you don't use it the right way, it's not going to work. So that's the switch that I got to do in my head is like, all right, remember that time when you're supposed to eat the protein first, idiot? And I start doing that. And then I'm like, oh, I'm full faster now. Hallelujah. Like no matter what you do, you still have to fight against your habits.
Well, because you don't take into consideration that maybe like people actually, doctors and scientists sat down and thought about this and like, you know, figured out a way that it could work.
Well, it's like anything else that you're like, I got it.
Yep.
You know, you're like ignoring the reason that you've got it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm absolutely doing so well. I'm looking so good. I'm so thin. Like, oh yeah, because you're doing it the right way. When you stop, that stops too.
Oh yeah. I find that the longer this goes, the harder it gets. And sometimes people don't don't agree with me with that, but I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like it's when you, like, especially like when you first start any kind of a weight loss journey, your body's in shock. It's mm-hmm. like, cause you're not used to being healthy and eating like a regular person. So the weight comes off a lot faster in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I feel like the longer I go, like my body's used to eating healthier and it's getting used to these healthier foods. And like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what else like I can change it up with. But I mean, I could imagine you're the same way. And you just mentioned the whole like protein thing. And I kind of heard about that at first. And then when you just said it, it made sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It does make sense. It totally makes sense.
So where even I just got the thought in my head, why don't I try doing that? Maybe eat my proteins first.
Seriously, there's no reason that wouldn't be helpful. The concept being that's the most, the filling thing. Like you don't want your stomach to get filled with the stuff that's the worst for you.
And I've tried cutting down on carbs too a lot with that, but I'm saying like, that could be a thing. Like, you know, why don't people just, even if you just want to jumpstart something, like eat your protein first and then see what you have room for. Go with vegetables, which is the next okay choice. Yeah. And hey, listen, if you have room, get a carb in.
That's exactly it. That's the whole idea. And it's a simple, and it's also, we're not supposed to drink and eat at the same time.
I have a problem with that.
It's hard. That was the hardest thing, honestly, like at first. Now, again, though, as you go on through it, it becomes a little bit easier to do something like that. And again, the point of it then is that like you're filling up with something that you shouldn't be filling up with. It hurts too at first. Like if you drink, it's like too much.
Okay.
And you get, it's really bad.
See, now I like to guzzle water as I eat. It's just like it's.
Yeah. I mean, that's whatever.
I don't know what animal does that, but that's the animal I am. Whatever animal eats and drinks a ton of water, that's the animal I am.
Well, dude, I was a big chugger prior to this. And when you first have it, you can only like sip like little bits at a time.
Oh, I'd be in hell.
It's so hard but you have to drink so much. It's so important to stay hydrated. So it's just like all day long, little sips. It sucks. Not anymore.
Now you can actually drink now?
Yeah, I can drink more now. It was maybe like a few months ago, honestly. It was the first time I ever like, I got the courage up to try to chug something again. And it was okay. Like I found a good rhythm. I can't do it like I used to. I used to be able to put down a bottle of water in like a half of a second. My wife would be like, "What the hell is wrong? How do you do that?"
And when I used to do iced tea like that, like or iced tea or any kind of sugary liquid, Gatorade can go down the same way. So you know, that's what do you do like when you work out? You can't. I have to chug water when I work.
Yeah, I use like whatever that thing. It's you know, it's like a rehydrating powder. So there's like a pre-workout and you know that there's like the like right after the workout.
I've heard I don't use pre
no totally
yeah, but grapes in my pre-workout
the, yeah no I understand but the you know the point of the other one is like a almost like a super hydrator or something. It's supposed to rehydrate you more. It's like Gatorade times like a lot more.
Okay, so it's actually a supplement that you know it's where you don't get dehydrated and you know.
Yeah, and like I said, I can drink more now than I did before. But yeah, sometimes I'll be like, I'll be doing like a video, so it's like timed, but I gotta like pause it and be like, no, like I gotta put some liquid into me before I can continue this. I'm dying.
I know carbonated stuff's off the table, right? You can't do carbonated.
Some people are okay with it. Again, it's something that I really haven't tried. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, you know, for the longest time, you think I can't have sugar because like sugar will make me sick. That's like the association that you get at the beginning.
Okay.
Then you learn at a certain point that that's not true anymore because you test it. You know, you're like, oh, maybe I'll see if I can have sugar. Oh, I can.
Oh, oh, look at this. Right. It's delicious again. And I love
it. So I'm trying, like, I'm like, you know, if I've cut fizzy stuff out of my life, then like I might as well just not even try anymore.
Not even, yeah. Because it really, you know? I mean, the carbonated stuff, I mean, the only thing that's really good for you is seltzer.
Yeah, and seltzer is disgusting.
I love seltzer. How do you like seltzer?
Really? Seltzer tastes like static.
You didn't grow up with seltzer on the table every... Come on, yeah. Italian guy. No. You know, I know. Your grandmother would have seltzer on the table?
I, you know, you're saying it now. I do believe there were, like, warm bottles of seltzer. Like,
yeah, we... I grew up drinking seltzer.
Yeah, not a seltzer guy. Like I said, it tastes like sad to me. It tastes like static.
To this day, I still love it. I grew, my grandmother always had seltzer in the fridge.
Some of my most like disappointing moments are like those fruity ones, thinking like, oh, this one will be like sweet. And like, oh, no, that's just like, you know, someone put like a little.
Yeah, you squeeze a little juice in there. There you go. Yeah, then anything else like soda. I gave up soda years ago, really, like when I first started. I drink it every once in a while. But like I was talking last night to actually the owners of American Beauty Bar about this, like, because I used to drink soda all the time. Cause I'm not an alcohol drinker. So when I would go to shows, I would like, you know, I would go, oh, let me get like a Diet Coke. And I drank Diet Coke, not because it was healthier. It was just, you know, I like the taste of it better than regular soda. That's my, I didn't drink it for no nutrition. That there's any nutrition value in it. It's basically turpentine. But I mean, I don't miss it. So I get that, like where you like, you know, no carbonated drinks and you're like, I could do without it.
Yeah. And you think, well, that's one thing that is probably not good for me that, I'm not doing anymore. So,
yeah,
you know, I can fill in, I can start cigarettes now. I'm just,
oh, there you go. Yeah. Surgery makes it a lot easier to smoke cigarettes. It doesn't. I'm joking.
No, please. No more. No
watch.
More.
I'm like, they got me on a video loop tomorrow saying that they're like, you know, they're promoting weight loss and cigarette smoking. Ban these whatever two podcasts.
Need. Whatever you need.
So what made you get into the podcast game?
That's a good question.
Why so, I asked it.
Yeah, isn't that funny when people, you know what? That's so funny. People, when people say that to me on my show too, I'm always like, I know. podcasting. Okay. So, you know, I have the weight loss group on Facebook, The Lighter Side of Weight Loss with Jay.
And guys, join that right now. Seriously, if you're listening, pause it, go join the podcast, and then come back.
It's a good group. It's a good group.
Very good group.
And that group started really as a, I was just getting back into Weight Watchers, and this was when I actually first became aware of John Giordano, Mud Hustler.
Yes, okay.
You know, I came back and I was doing the big ass waffles and all that stuff, and I was joining all these online communities because I was like, oh, this is like a new thing, you know, like this wasn't here the last time I did Weight Watchers. And so I went into John's group, which is great, but a lot of the other groups are so like judgy and, you know, like,
don't say that. Don't do this.
Oh, man. I will never forget this. I will seriously never forget. This woman was so excited. She's like, here's my breakfast I made. It's only 2 points. And it was like eggs and cheese. And, you know, she was so proud of herself. And someone comes on and they're like, that's fake cheese. And that's this. And that's processed. And that's that. And I was like, can you let this woman be happy? Like, she's in a weight loss support group. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and she works so hard to like make a breakfast she's happy to eat, and it's like low and everything, and
yeah, and that, you know, and it was just all that kind of stuff. And I would start making these, just like, you know, I would make these posts that would be ridiculous. You know, I remember I think the biggest one was I said it was Easter, and I was like, you know, I don't really want to have all that candy in the house. Do you think is it bad if I tell my kid that the Easter bunny's dead?
Oh,
and like I was, I mean, you know, yes. You know,
I get that. That's hilarious. I get it as a comedian. That's gold. Yeah.
And a lot of people got it. You know what I mean? But then some people, it's not your kid's fault that you have a weight problem. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm making my own.
I'm going to start my own group and we're going to have fun. Yeah, in that. We're going to have fun in that group.
Yeah. And I named it. It's so funny because I named it The Lighter Side of Weight Loss. The Lighter Side was a suggestion from someone. Whoever you are, remind me. It was a suggestion from someone to name it The Lighter Side, but I kept it with Jay because I wanted them to know I'm that guy from that other group who was like making those funny jokes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's got that double meaning. It's like, you know, losing weight, and listen, we can have fun with this as well at the same time.
Yeah, totally. Oh, the name is great, but the only reason I kept my name on it was so they would know, like, this is the group, this is the one that, you know, because they eventually kicked me out of that other group. It's so funny. Now it's so funny. But anyway, so I start that group, right? Blah 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 blah. 20,000 people joined the group over the course of like a year.
Insane.
Yeah, amazing. And I've always wanted to start a podcast. So there's no better time than now. I've got this group, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a people that will listen to it. So I know now, like, I have an audience, and it was literally the day that I got my surgical consult for the bariatric surgery. I came home, I flipped the thing on, I pressed record, and I was like, I'm starting a podcast. And, you know, that was like two years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I think now.
Yeah. So we're doing it at the same time as far as the podcast. I started January of 18. I started my podcast in January.
Yeah. It was February.
Yeah. Yeah. So around the same time. And it was basically the same kind of, I wanted another thing to hold me accountable.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I was posting a lot. I started getting a little bit more of a following. It's amazing. Like, I've been in showbiz business 10 years. I've done nothing.
Right.
I can make a pancake out of a banana and an egg, and I'm a superstar.
So true. So true.
But it's listen, I'm so appreciative to anybody who follows me and wants to come along on this journey with me, as I'm sure you are as well.
Of course.
But yeah, that extra accountability, because I, like, for me, I have to come on here now every week. And I have to, you know, I feel like I have to face the music, so to speak, but not in a negative way. And it's a good way even to get things off my chest. I don't know if you have that same feeling.
Dude, my the tagline for my show for a really long time was like, I'm figuring out my shit by talking to people about their shit.
Yeah.
And that's always what it is for me. It's always been it's my therapy. It's you know, it's how I talk. It's how I get it out. And that was exactly it, too. It was, I'm going to do this. It's going to be a weekly show. Mm-hmm. That was then, you know, now it's crazy. It's a whole other thing, but it's going to be a weekly, show. And that way I have to, exactly. Like, I have to be come up with something every week. And of course, in the back of your head, you go, I know they're like, no one's going to care if there's like 1 week where I don't do it. You know what I mean? But you forget that. Like, you're like, no, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
And you're like, I got to come back every week. And I did. I mean, I don't even know. Like, while it was weekly, I switched to bi-weekly or bi-monthly for a little while. Because it just got, like, my job was going nuts and I just wasn't able to do it. But yeah, I've been mostly consistent, and now, yeah, I've done.
Now it's like every day, right?
Yeah. In the pandemic, I believe today I put up the 87th in 87 days.
That's awesome. And that's great, because it's another thing people can go to. I mean, especially when you have, and you feel like, you know, things are slipping, you know, you're not, it's just another thing. Like, hey, you're not alone. I'm here. I mean, here's, and then somebody else who's going through the same thing. Yeah. And then that's the community right there.
Yeah. And, you know, mine really morphed, you know, it's not really about weight loss right now at all. I mean, some once in a while it is. You know, depending on who's on.
Yeah.
And of course it is, because it's me, you know, and because that's a topic of conversation with me. But, you know, again, it's been really centered around, you know, the pandemic. And, you know, I talked to like nurses and doctors and that stuff. Yeah. But also, you know, just everyday people trying to get the real stories.
And, you know, that's another way you're growing, which is awesome. You know, and again, like I like having people on this podcast that are doing different things. I mean, that's another you're branching out, like, okay. And plus, during this time where we're seeing this on the news, we're seeing essential workers, Now they can come here and they can actually hear from them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. It was, you know, for me, again, really for me, I was going crazy. You know, I got my kids. We didn't know how long this thing's going to go on for. And again, I look to my group and I see people talking to each other, you know, hey, I'm an ICU nurse and this is crazy and I'm this and this is crazy. And I'm like, all right, I have a microphone, I have a platform, and I need to feel more connection with people right now very badly. So I just started it again and people just kept coming, man. Like it's crazy to me that I've done that. Like I cannot believe that in like a little under 2 weeks, we're going to be on the 100th show in 100 days. Like that's nuts.
That's awesome. Nuts. But you know what it is though? It's a thing where, again, like you said, you're doing something good. It's, you're not just
trying.
Well, you know, it's not just on there to pontificate and talk, you know, it's, or just, you know, you're not doing anything for your own good. You're doing it to get other people's stories out there. And I think people want to hear that, especially now. And maybe they need a break from the weight loss a little bit right now, you know, and there's something bigger going on in the world than counting your points and everything. And
plus I got to talk to Ken Marino, man. I mean,
again, I'm so jealous of that. I mean, anybody who's a Kids in the Hall fan would definitely know that.
The state.
I know what you mean. Because we talked about that the other day, and then we went to the Kids in the Hall, and I'm like, no, the Kids in the Hall was my original group, and then the state happened.
I also love the Kids in the Hall, man. I used to catch that like late at night when, like, you know, like I didn't even know anybody else knew it existed at the time.
I used to watch HBO at night. I'm like, oh my god, this is the funniest thing ever.
You felt like you found it.
Yeah, I found it exactly. And like, no one else knows about this. Why don't people know? Why are they talking about this? Why is everybody talking about this?
I love the Kids in the Hall. The Kids in the Hall and the state too. Yeah, I mean, that's what, like, doing this though, like during this time, it's great because you get to hear the human side of things. Like Ken Marino comes on, but he's talking about, you know, his kids and their Zoom classes, just like everybody else's.
Everybody's going through it.
Very humanizing.
And it's great that it morphed into that and that you're having, you know, and listen, every day there's a place where people can go and get something new where, you know, especially now, you know, because we're starving for content. We're watching, you know, Tiger King. We all watched a guy who, a woman who fed her husband to tigers and this other guy who's,
I know.
Right, doing videos about it. It's insane.
I got kids, so, you know, I've watched Trolls World Tour 175 times already.
Yeah, give me something new.
Yeah. I mean, I can only watch Hamilton so many times. I mean,
I'm not going to watch that.
That's not your thing. You could see that.
Well, I mean, I'm like, somebody was like, hey, you watch Hamilton? I'm like, are they singing in it? And I'm like, yeah, right away. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm like, there's only a couple of musicals I'll watch. It's like Little Shop of Horrors, Grease.
Little Shop's great. Love Little Shop.
You know, there's a few things I'll watch, but like, I don't know.
Listen. I understand. It's not for everybody. I'm a musical theater guy. I come from musical theater.
Well, that's different. You know? So yeah, I mean, that's you know, you appreciate that. I'm like,
I do.
I'm not smart enough for that. I don't.
Oh, stop that.
I've seen a couple of musicals I liked, but yeah. And speaking of music, your theme song is like amazing. Somebody wrote that for you?
That's the catchiest
song ever.
Isn't it great? My buddy,
I sing Steve, it around the office at work because I listen to your podcast at work, and I'm sitting working around the office singing it.
My buddy Steve, man, he is one of the most talented dudes I know in the whole world. He and I, we went to college together, and just the sensibility, like, he's so funny when he writes songs. He always has these like funny, like twisty, like lyrical things. And I asked him such a long time ago. I was like, dude, I feel like, can you please just like give a shot at making me a theme song? Because I think what would be funny is if you take like little parts of like my life and sing about them, like it's funny. And so he's like, yeah, all awesome. But like, I didn't hear from him about it for like a year, like over a year, you know? And then when this started, when we started in the pandemic, he's like, he got really into it in the beginning of the show. And he was like, you know what? He's like, I'm just going to send this to you. He's like, I worked on this, but I never wanted to send it because I thought it sucked so bad. And I really want to record it with like a full orchestra and blah, 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 blah. And I listened to it and I'm like, dude,
perfect.
This is the best thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Like, this is amazing.
I use my friend's song too. I mean, he didn't write about me, but you have a song written about you. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you listen to, next time you listen to it, think about that every single part of it is him. So like when you hear like horns, that's him. That's his mouth.
Really?
I'm
gonna listen to it after we get up the.
He's like Bobby McFerrin, but he's like dirty. You know, like if you listen to some of his like other some of the other things he's written that like would not be appropriate for my podcast. He's amazing. Yes, thank you. Yes, everyone tells me that too.
Because the first time you had it, like I'm listening, I'm like, and then like I'm Jay. I'm like, wait, did he write some? Is it a coincidence?
That's how I get you. That's how I get you. People like, I got to hear that again, and that's how you. That's the next day.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love that song. I'm like, I wonder, like, does he have it like where I can download that?
I should. You're right. Now we're, you know, I'm trying to like get a website up now because it all happened so quickly.
Yeah.
I didn't really get time to like catch up with myself and like put a website up and do like all the things you're supposed to do. So I'm like trying to like figure out some of that
stuff. Is this going to keep like when let's say we're back to normal and there's no more pandemic and blah, blah, blah. Are you still going to do one every day?
We've been talking about that. Katie and I, my producer, Katie, who's in the comments. I don't know. You know, she and I are always like back and forth with this because it's so hard. Dude, I've quit the podcast. She'll tell you. I've quit this like 3 times. it's never stopped. There's never been a day off, but I've quit several times.
All right.
But I come back every time, obviously, because I'm like, oh, I can't do it anymore. I think like we're definitely going to get to the 100th show.
Okay.
I think after that, we might pull it back. It'll be Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Instead of being Saturday and
Sunday. Still respectable. I mean, that's still, and where could they find that? Give them all the info where they can find your podcast.
Yeah. The easiest thing to do is go to lightersidepodcast.com.
Okay.
There'll be links to like every other way you can listen to it, or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or whatever, you know, it's all there, or you can just listen to it right there. Also.
Okay. Katie said it's a dance we do. That's fine.
Well, she knows how to deal with me now.
Yeah.
She figured it out that like I have to have those little, I'm sure you're like this with your comedy. Like I can't.
Meltdowns all the time.
Oh, I can't be happy unless it's torture.
Yes. That's an artist. That's part of being an artist. And of course I could find you on Instagram at the Lighter Side Podcast. Definitely go check that out. Jay, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, man.
Oh, my pleasure, dude. Such a good time.
I really appreciate this. It's been awesome. And again, guys, go listen to the Lighter Side Podcast, the Essential Lighter Side. It's on iTunes, every place, any place you can find a podcast, it's there. And it's absolutely amazing. Go back, binge listen. There's 87. He's on 87, and this is in this quarantine. Go back and listen to these.
Plenty.
You can find my episode. There's other awesome episodes again, and it's awesome that you've had people on from every aspect of life. Jay, thanks again, man. I can't wait to have you on again. We'll definitely do this soon.
Awesome, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, later on.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 129 of the WW Bro Podcast with me, Anthony DiDomenico. As always, you can find the podcast at www.podcast.podbean.com. And don't forget the 5-star rate and review. Also go to Patreon, patreon.com/wwbropodcast. Become a member and get the bonus episodes that are coming out all month long. We are played In and Out by Hollow and their single Something to Believe, also available on iTunes. Check out my band Nick's, my friend Nick who wrote this song, his band Demon Scar, also available on iTunes. Only one place to go for your deli needs, that's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and get yourself an Uncle Cheese. It's a good sandwich. It's named after me, guys. And Katie says here, I'll put it up here real quickly. If you guys watching on Facebook, lighterside.buzzsprout.com, definitely check that out. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the WWBRO Podcast. I'm Anthony DiDomenico. Follow me on Instagram at ComicAnthonyD. I'll catch you guys next week.